Shmaitza Shir Aleph Shvat. Who brought Rosh Chodesh cookies? What's going on here? I didn't have time. I was sure you would.
I
was mama sure you would. I can't believe I. You know, when I had a koilel, we made sure to have a sudas Rosh Chodesh every Rosh Chodesh. We had a every Rosh Chodesh. We had a big breakfast. People came on time. It was very nice thing to do. I did it here for a while. Then nobody was interested, so I'm also not. You can't make people interested. We actually adopted it from Rav Freifeld, Shari Yosef. Always made a very big Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and everybody came. It was very nice. A bonding experience. Here we can't even get a couple of cookies on the table. What?
If you build it, they will come. If you bring it, they will eat.
There's only one day Rosh Chodesh. This is Mu'uvos Lo Yuchalisto.
Yeah, Mu'uvos Lo
Yuchalisto. After he said it, I was thinking, oh, I'll bring tomorrow. And then I realized, oh, yeah, too late.
The first time in a couple of months is only one day Rosh Chodesh. And then Adar again will have two in a row of 2 days of Shchodesh, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Okay, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Yud Gimel, just to go over it, Baal Peh, then we'll do a little inside. Now let's go over Baal Peh. He brings down a Tosefta that even by Issuv Veheter of Tumah V'Taira, and from now on, just for convenience sake, we'll call it Issuv Veheter. But it's Issuv Veheter and Tumah V'Taira, the Tosefta says. The rule is, if the Eidus was Nechra of a Beis Din, they cannot be Chayzer, and if it was Loi Nechra of a Beis Din, you could be Chayzer. So that includes both not being in Beis Din, and it includes Loi Nechra in Beis Din. So the Shmaitzer doesn't understand. First of all, Issuv Veheter doesn't need Beis Din. Eidecha Nehme Bisurin does not need Beis Din. And Mimela, if it doesn't need Beis Din, there's obviously no Din Derisha V'Chakira. There is no Nechkar Eidusan. So then it's an Eidus Gemura, says the Shmaitza, L'Choira. L'Choira, that's his question. It's an Eidus Gemura even outside of Beis Din, even without Nechkar. And you should be have a Din of Ein Chayzer or Magid. Because it doesn't have it. You don't need Beis Din. It doesn't have a third Beis Din. So it right away should be a full-fledged Eidus that you can't be chayzer from, even without Nechra Bebezna, even without Bezna, even without Nechra Bebezna. That's the Shmaitz's question on the Tosefta. Again, the Nekuda of the question is, since it doesn't need Bezdin, and it doesn't need the Risha V'Chakira, so then the Chayra, it's a full-fledged Eidus, even without that. So, and the Din would be Ein Chayzer U'Magid. Why does the Tosefta say, even by Issuv Veheter and Tumah V'Taira, that if it's Loi Nechkaro, you could be Chayzer, and if it's Nechkaro V'Beis Din, you can't be Chayzer? That's the Shmaitz's question. In answering it, he brings down the Tshuvas Aran. Tshuvas Aran is talking about an Eid Echad saying that there's a Yavam. He said it Chutz L'Beis Din, that there's a Yavam. In Sisurim, the woman can't get married to Lashuk. Her husband died, she has no kids. But she can't get married because she has a yavam. So the Ran is masufik. The first side is you don't need a beis, since you don't need a beis din. So chutz le beis din.
Wait,
also
that comes back. You know, says,
I'm sorry, I thought I said that. He changed his mind. And he wants to change his mind now. So the Ran says his first side is the Ran talks about mamash what the Shmaitz has been talking about. The first side of the Ran is that since it doesn't need Beis Din, so chutz le Beis Din, it's a regular Eidus and you can't be chayzer or magid. Or maybe the Ran says the whole din of kibbutz shehiged would only be in Beis Din. But he says a svara was in Beis Din yemedaktik. And not in Beis Din. You're not medaktik. She says a slurra that the din of kibbutz shehiged is only in Beis Din. And he says kach mustavra. Is mustavra like that second sad?
What does that mean? It could be chosen. It can't be chosen. That second sad.
The second sad is that it could be chosen there if his eidus is chutz le Beis Din, even though it doesn't need Beis Din, but it could be chayde because the nature of chutz lebezdin is that you're not necessarily medayik, and it makes sense that you want that you're being chayze. He's like saying a tam in Gzeiros HaKosov, really. He's saying the din of kibbutz shigit is probably only in bezdin where a person is careful about what he says. So you can't be chayze. But chutz lebezdin, like, you know, there's no formality. So he said, Mali, and he said something, he wasn't careful about what he said. And now he wants to be chayzer. So the Ran said it's Mustafa like the second Sa'd, and he brings a raya from this Tosefta that we brought down. Why? Let's go inside to see. V'yesh raya l'zeh, the Ran says, me'oysa sheshaninu, Adam Shahidu bin the Tami bin the Tar bin the Rachik bin the Kar bin the Isra bin the Heta bin the Tchuz bin the Chiyuv in Majshloi Nechra Idusim the Bezdin Omru Bavudin Hayinu. We're changing our minds. It wasn't true. I really am on him. Bimishinechra Idusim the Bezdin Omru Bavudin Hayinu ain't am on him. So the Ran says Hareisha Kolavu Kan Kolmine Yedius Did always in Shain Shrichin to Nasim Bifnei Bezdin Shreishaninu bin Lissu bin the Heta. And still, even in Bezdin, that's when there's a finality. So forget about chutz the Bezdin, even in Bezdin, until it's Nechrei Duson, they can still be chayzer.
It was a very strong back and forth there, no? I mean, he really said he includes every type of aiders, and we know they don't need based in. All those ideas don't need based. So he's saying, but why, what's going on?
But the din of kibbutz shigit is only in Bezdin, where you are careful about what you say.
And that's for aiders and the based in also only.
That's the gemara of the aiders. That's what it's making. The word that's around, the Philippines, Bezdin, Loibo and Bezdin. If you said it outside of Bezdin, you could be Chayzer Umagid in Bezdin. I don't know, in Bezdin, you could be Chayzer Umagid even outside of Bezdin too. If you're the Muchach Lomi HaPishasko. So that takes care of the Shmaitz's problem. And even though it doesn't need Bezdin, I mean, there's like a fairish around with the Shmaitz's issue. Even if something doesn't need Bezdin, doesn't need Rish Vachakira. But there's no din of even Shehigid. If he's outside of Bezdin, he can change his mind. He could be Chayzer. Because he's careful about what you say outside of Bezdin. So there's no din that you can't change your mind. That's the Ran, and that's that answers the Shmaitz's issue with the Tosefta. By saying that even if something, what was the Shmaitz's premise when he asked this kasha? That if something doesn't need Bezdin, so it's a full-fledged Eidus without Bezdin. So there's already a din of Kibbutz Shigit, Shuvin Chayzer Umagid. But that's exactly what the Ran's point, and the Ran brings down the Tosefta, and he says, you see from the Tosefta that we deal with, that the din of Kibbutz Shigit is only a din in an Eidus Shenechra of a Bezdin. Then there's a finality, then you're careful about what you say, you had a chance to retract, you didn't retract, then we take what you said very seriously, and we say, but if you're outside of Bezdin, even though you're Nemon, but you're not careful necessarily about what you say, and therefore you do not have the din of Kibbutz Shigit, you could be Chayzer.
So it's just Labdaf, we should hear it's Labdaf.
Well, it's a little Labdafka because there's no technical Drish Mechakira, but it means they questioned him and they made sure he knew what he was talking about. Halabatis Geret Nechkura. Not the technical Nechkura, you don't ask him the seven questions. What time, what day, what year, what Shemitah, you know, you don't do those things. But you ask him to make sure he knows what he's talking about. Okay, so that takes care of that. So the premise is wrong. Even when you don't need Bezdin, it's not pshat, it's a full-fledged Vedas to the nth degree outside of Bezdin. But the pshat is that outside of Bezdin, it's still possible that outside of Bezdin, there's no din of kibbutz shigit because you're not careful enough about what you say. And we know that, and we accept that. Ubitshuva, Haran, Zelashon. No, in a different shuva, the Ran was asked the following question. O shalta, shalmitcha, al daiti, But then, keep a chicken chip in a chaser magid, the edus al peh, shalik al tsav yado. He means without drisha v'chakira. It doesn't need drisha v'chakira. Either you don't need be'etzem, because it is a behet there, or chazal or mesakin you don't need, because by moment it's a mesakin that you don't need. So no drisha v'chakira. Alei zetzad nomar, ben lisa, ben heta, ben choy, ben zchus, imacha shabol, the bezem, the kibble, edus and karoi, the edus, the loiboy, chakira. Either midina because it's just a heter, or in mitakanta like dini momenis, where they're on the sakin not to make drisha v'chakira. The kaku also chakira. If mechayil alach, so the list for eight dozen calls one shlo yotzu mi beis. There's no drisha v'chakira. There's no chakira. They didn't burn questions. So can they change their mind? Or afilu yotzu, or maybe they can't even afilu yotzu mi beis. Even if they have that gemara, they already left Bezin, calls Manshalay Nechkar Eidusan, Abuk Abdullah Boy Chakira, but he will not know from Muslim if you're Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you could change your mind. Maybe that's what the rhyme was asked. Maybe without Chakira, without Rishma Chakira, without Chakira, maybe, and there's not going to be one. The Chakira not to have one. So is that, could you have Kiva Shahid? That was the question in the rhyme. Is there Kiva Shahid without Nechkar? Even if the Nechkar is Medina. Even if the known Nechkar is Medina. So the Rani answered, no, this is still the question. Rami Bar Chama says, Rami Bar Chama says, Eidim al Achazum al Ashtar, so they can't be chayzer now they walk into Beis Din, because Nasa can be shnichter eidus on the Beis Din. Well, that's the Gemara's kasha. Then why isn't it Trey of Trey? He has a case where he could be mayim, so why isn't it Trey of Trey? Why isn't it Trey of Trey? Why isn't it Kivin Shigat Shivin Chayzer Magid? Because they signed the Shtar, and Eidim al Chazum al Ashtar, Nachkar can be shnichter eidus on the Beis Din. So there should be a din of Kivin Shigat. Why are we guarding them when they walk in the Bezdin and say it's not a good star?
I thought by Mammon there is no Chakira. By Mammon there's no Chakira, right?
You're right, but.
But we say when they sign it's like.
No, it's a very good point. When the member is said, it just means to bring out that it's a total sholeim nigmar edus. It's over. So it's like there was a chakira bezin and their edus was already officially accepted. Signing on a document, the star has a din of edus, right? The star is an edus. Even signing a star, I like the big magin edus, but it's like it's already sealed, signed, and delivered. That's the memory. Eidim achasum al ashtar, nasa kumishnech kureidus on the bed. What?
No,
anyway, so the Gemara says, so how can you be chayzer? And the Gemara makes your point, really, that you see that you need chakira to have the din of kibbut shehigu, l'chayra. Because you want to say, Eidim achasum al ashtar, nasa kumishnech kureidus on the bed, the point you want to make is that you can't be chayzer. And the way the Gemara says it is by saying Nasa Kmishenech Reidus on the Bezdin. So the Chayr, it sounds like it, that is the final Chasima. You can't be Chayzer and it's Magen anymore, and it's Nechkara. And if you have things that don't need Nechkara, you're going to be able to be Chayzer. You're going to be able to be Chayzer because you need Nechkara. And that's Chumay Shneir Mavuam and Ayushalmi Shaviyat Sassman of the Farshim. They view a rabba l'itter. Heidim Shidu. And this is really the Tosefta. They listen to the head. The Chaz of Rama Mavudin Anu. Maxway Nechve Do some Abaisin Emonim. Almosh. So this is a different Ran. The Ran already. We had already the Ran say that that outside of Bezdin. This applies outside of Bezdin too. But here it says, right, that's what the Ran, that outside of Bezdin there is a din of Kibbutz Shehigah. There's no din of Kibbutz Shehigah since he's not careful about what he says, even though there's no Chakira. So, but here it's a different Shuvah Saran, and the person made this point that they could be Chayzer, even if there's no Drisha Chakira, even if they didn't need one. Kshesh al zem kain who sheichaylo him listed the ram kolzman shloim nechkar edushin blaya matzva. So then it should be two gamachas sheyotzu mi beis din afilu beis din for goy chakira. And Cain, let's say, nifsek din. He says you can have an absurd scenario. You can have a psak din v'nifra hachoy v'nechal hadavar onisus aisha. Then the Edom come back and say, not true. Just kidding. How could it be? Tuva, the Ran. That Kiva Shehigid, the point is not Nechkara, the point is Nigmar. It's, the Aedus has been, is Nigmar and has been accepted by his. Dashikam Zehu should be given to the Chosu Maga, the Chosu Nigmar, a Dusu Kara Shehigid. Nechkara would be just a manifestation and an example. What we're looking for is Nigmar. Chosu Nigmar, and they said, Dine in Unikra Shehigid. Hareu Yochel Apach Hidusa Kamosha Yerzot Zer Shomim Birushalmi Eidim Shehidu Ben Natani Ben Natai Ben Namachi Ben Nekar Ben Lizu Ben Nehetu Ben Nechuz Ben Nechoyim Amad Shlein Nechko Hidusa Mabezin Amu Mavudin Ono Eilu Nehmonim Mishnechko Hidusa Mabezin Ein Nehmonim. So that's the Toisefta. What is he proving from the Toisefta? It's not so clear. What's he proving from there? Because he wants to say Nechkar Edusa and it's just a way of saying it's Nigmar Ha'edus. Yeah, but what does he see in the Tosefta? Well, unless he's not bringing a raya from the Tosefta, he's just explaining the Tosefta like he does in the other round. That it doesn't really mean Nechkar, not Nechkar, but the deal is the Nigmar, it's Nigmar Ha'edus. Bal Tachsho. And the stamp should say Allah should match like Nechro, we should Nechro, the dictum Gomor, because there's no Chakira with any moment. The Tilman, the men which are people with any moment, my boy, the Rishma Chakira, the Lakash and the Skabal, the Dus and Yechel and Lakhaba, and the Kibish and the Nechro, the Dus, what? The Vadayeno, the Kibish and Nigmar, the Dus, and I don't know the Tzvich and the Dvora, or he gets the Shem the Chazur Mat. Hello, and they should call her Aegis and Nadin, she should do some Chakira. That's why it says the Lashon of Nechro.
Which is also a little contradictory statement.
What?
That all the ADOs in a din need to be shared. Okay, so
we're
going to have all these things. But that's just my mom, but all these other things, not everything in this book.
Right. Close will double close lick when I do so. I will be sure in Nechkara, Moise, and Shane Swish and Shakira. Sure, I'm in a place where I'm at. That's based on the other run, that's only in bed. Well, I'm on Nechkara, I do so now, and they listen to Salos and she'll shove up a cooler. Therefore, I can't. So the Iker is the Gemara Eidus. Even if you don't induce the Hakira, but there's a certain thing called the Gemara, and Bezin accepts the Eidus. So Shimon and Chayzer are not getting even that Hakira. The other one said that Chutz for Bezin, there's no din of Chayzer Magid, because you're not medactic with Borov. Here he's talking about that. From the other angle, that Nechkara Dusan, that seems to be the linchpin of having to do the Eidu Chazer Magid, or in Bezdin now, she says, the Lautaf for Nechkara Dusan, you mean any time there's a Gemara of the Eidus. For example, moment, which Takonad Rabbanan doesn't need Rishabach Akira, but certainly you reach the point where it's called the Eidus was accepted, and now you can't be Chazer anymore. The other round was about Chutz LeBezdin. So no matter what you do, Chutz LeBezdin is no din of Kiva Shehik. Because of the, we call it psychological reasons. The tactic was a Graham, so. Again, the first round was about Chutz LeBezdin. The second round was how seriously to take the requirement. We're in Bezdin now. There's going to be a Hakira of sorts. So. when does the din of Kivin Shikas kick in there? So don't say it kicks in only at the Hakira. That was, what would you do with all the cases that don't need a Hakira? You say it never kicks in, it's not Shaya. It says, except in the Eidos. Except the Eidos, and that's called Nechre Eidos. Yeah, that's already a Meiva. Okay, clear. He discusses two issues. When you don't need Beis Din, you have a din of Kivin Shehigid. If Maskana is, you do not. That's the Ran. And in Beis Din, when you don't need Chakira, do you have Kivin Shehigid before Chakira?
Right?
The different thing. And the answer is, theoretically, yes, it depends when there's a Gemara in the Eidos.
What was the suffix? The first line was the suffix. Suffolk.
No, the suffix was the Schweitzer's issue. Since you don't need Beis Din, so Adarabba, you have a perfectly fine, wonderful Geschmack Eidos even outside of Beis Din. So there's automatically a Din of Kivin Shehigid. That was the first side. The second side is not Kivin Shehigid. Perek Yudalit. Okay, he asked for that stira. I hope he gives my answer. yeah, he does. He does. He says, "Chayyim to stira." He's going to say because. If the Ran says in one tshuva that nech reidusin is lav dafka, but once it's nigmar reidusin, it's a din of chayzer umagid, so then the chayyim even chutz lebezdin. It's nigmar reidusin, it's being a main of chayzer umagid. He says, no, that's not true, because the other Ran says there's another issue that you're not medactic with the moral, so there's no din of chayzer umagid. Right? So let's see the shmaitza inside. Vanirulani is like him as boyer. In the Lechayr, you're going to say there's a steamer. This is what he's bothered by. That in one tshuva it says that even in Eidos that don't need Rishma Chakira, there's a din of Kivin Shehigid as long as it's Nigmar. And the other one he says, Chutz Lebezdin, there's no din of Kivin Shehigid. Even though we accept their Eidos, but there's no din of Kivin Shehigid. If it's not Nigmar, Dilu b'simin la medala near mavur the bani then judi b'chikakir and v'dini moment is shemin chayzer umagid. V'mkein who had been bissel v'hetta v'tumu v'tayra then shemin chayzer umagid shemin chayzer umagid. El ad alkaponim binam b'kulo shidu eidusim b'bezdin. V'chol shidu eidusim chutz l'bezdin afilu bissel v'hetta the loy boy eidus b'bezdin. V'komukom kol shaloy nigmara eidusim b'bezdin. Chayzer umagid afilu b'loy amaslo. V'hod eid meyat chutz. Yeah. If it's chutz lebez, then you're not medactic b'dvara, but there's no din of kivin shehigid. Lahod the eid meyit chutz lebez and shemais baila, who bo adovel of nei bezdin v'tiru ali nosei v'niseis, in bo achak achedvish of oma mevudani, the eino chayzer umagid lehoi tzu isha miyad isha, that's called it, because once Bezdin acts on your words, then already it's taken seriously. Haynu mishum dechol shebo achakach adovel lebezdin v'tiru ali nosei v'nitzes al pi ha'ed havelei k'nigmer eidusam bebezdin. Even shekvar naisa maisa bebezdin al pi eidusam. So they gave it that import that shibus that havelei shalheir bebezdin. Even the Nigmar Eidusa Bebezdin, that's a cute formulation. It's called Nigmar Eidusa Bebezdin because Bezdin acted on your words. So it's Nigmar Eidusa Bebezdin, the Havi Kehei Eidusa Bebezdin, Mishimin Chayzer Umagid. The extra the Lord Tinosei Mamish. You don't need that she got married, but even if they were not there, they passed it. Of Afili Tiruhu Abezin, Al Piyed, Al Piyed, Shayim Chus Pabezin, Choshim Tiruhu Dikmar, Yidus and Abezin. Al Kol Shaloi Tiruhu Linosei, but Anachan Ami, as long as they weren't not there, Al Kol Kabdaloi Boi Bezdin, Chayzer Umagin, Choshim Tiruhu Dikmar, Yidus and Abezin, of course, in Akadakti Bidvorov, Al Kol Shaheim Pabezin, Vinta Behet there, but if you were made of a basin, like Dora Medina Mamanis, like Boy Dirishma Hakira, the Loy, the Shuvin is our Kumagin, because it's called Nigmar. So he explained it in the last night. It's called Nigmar Ha'edus. Close to Nigmar Ha'edus of a basin. Daniel, and he has slightly the Doy.
Why are they in Bezin? If it's a Vahata, why are they in Bezin? Stam, they came to Bezin?
Yeah.
Then that changes the din.
Yeah. What's more, I have a little some sorum tomorrow. We know that, is that it's really giving a reason with a ramification to the din of Kibbutz Rigen. The assumption was that once we accept that this is Kibbutz Rigen, it's in. And I was saying, no, you're not really conducting what you say. And the shouted, Kibbutz Ha'igin is that you presumably won't conduct it, and now you're just changing your mind, which you cannot do.
He acted on it, all these different things.
Well, he made an act of it, that's for sure. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll do the winning tomorrow. Julie starts in the winning.